Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
If you were to decide that you wanted to strip yourself of clothing and then decide that you wanted to go attack people, would you do that inside a gym of people who are learning to box and some of them who are actually probably very good at this? This happened at a UFC gym in Midtown, Miami. One of the participants decided to strip naked and then start attacking people. He was eventually tased by the police. And the video from inside the gym, and this is from OutKick.com, shows the man already undressed, attacking and throwing punches at others who are trying to work out. Seen in the footage, wrestling with a man before trying to put some of his boxing training to use. And watching the video, I mean, it's not that great a boxer, but it's awkward fighting naked. It is. And it's awkward grabbing a naked dude. I've talked to cops about this, that it feels weird to grab a naked dude. I've dug myself a hole. I have to admit this. I got into a fight when I was in wrestling as a young man in the locker room with a guy, and we were naked. It didn't last long, and I don't want to be a braggart, so I won't say who won, but it was really weird because you feel very, very awkward when you're naked. You feel vulnerable. That's not how I would choose to do it. On the other hand, if you are in Florida and you're going to decide to steal $600,000 from somebody, you should probably drug them first because that way you can't get caught. And right now, apparently this woman's not caught. Police are searching for a woman who allegedly sold $600,000 worth of jewelry from a man she met at a Miami club. And this happened May 8th. The man brought the woman back to his building, and they say where, and I don't want to say where. The two met at a club. Can I just point something out? Perhaps this is me being a Ned Flanders. My daughter thinks I've turned into a Ned Flanders. There's no good reason for an adult human being to want to go meet another adult human being in a nightclub. There's just not. If you're looking to establish a relationship and get married and something of depth, dancing and drinking do not combine into, hey, let's explore each other as souls, as people created by God, as people of nuance and depth and gravitas and all those other things and humor. You know what that's about. It's always about the same thing in these clubs. And I don't mean to offend people by that, because perhaps you're the one person who says, no, in fact, when I go to clubs, the first conversation I want to have with a woman or a man is, tell me about your views on literature. So no, it's maybe not. That's probably not the case.
Kel-Tec launched into 2023 this year with a new addition to their lineup of innovative high-performance firearms. The new Kel-Tec P15 has broken the mold. Compact and maximum firepower generally don't go hand in hand. However, the P15 offers both in a uniquely small package. The P15 is an excellent choice for concealed carry. It offers plenty of dependable firepower to secure your world. This striker fire pistol is the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun on the market. At only 14 ounces, 7/8 inches wide, and a 4-inch barrel, you could say mini, but mighty. The double stack magazine holds 15 plus 1 total capacity. That's standard. All Kel-Tec firearms are made in the USA and come with a lifetime warranty as the original owner with proof of purchase. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. The P15 is an excellent choice if you're looking for concealed carry. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec.
So this is a theme. It's a theme segment. And the theme happened accidentally, and those are the best themes, as I've learned. We do a big story of the day section here as Dana's show. And the theme is thieves and rumors of thieves. And it starts on a personal basis and works its way up. And that maybe that's an Uber theme of the show today. A woman nurse, remember when they were heroes and then they didn't want to get injected, then they were villains? That was a fun period of time. And they made all the dance videos, and then when they didn't want to get injected, then it was no more dance videos for you. She was coming home from work, and those are long shifts, and nurses, generally speaking, get into this business for the right reason and are still, I think, largely uncorrupted nurses, although our system's getting attacked. So New York nurse, she's going home. She rents one of those silly junk bikes. And thoughts on that later, maybe one day. And there's a confrontation. Now, she's already lost because she is a lowercase W white person. And the gentleman, well, he's not a gentleman. The guy who wants the bike is uppercase B black. So he's already won. And incidentally, is black, what? Okay, I don't want to get it. See, I could get off track on this in a major way, so I won't. I will focus. So here is what people saw on the social media, the platforms, you know, they're not publishers. Yes, they are. They're publishers, and the Supreme Court should recognize them as that. They shouldn't be able to have this liability, but they do. Or probably waiver from liability, but they do. So this is what people heard with the corresponding video and then rendered their judgment that this woman is a racist pig and was attacked and attempts to dox her. And oh, incidentally, as I understand it, her employer, I believe it's Bellevue Hospital, as I understand it, her employer has placed her, she's out on leave and will remain on leave pending a review of this incident. And this is what people heard and on which they render judgment right here in clip number 11.
No, no, record him.
Help me! Please help me! Hassan, you pulled it out.
This is my bike. It's on my account. Yes, please move.
All right, so why don't we reset the bike?
I'm not resetting the bike.
It's his. So from this interaction, it was determined that she is the dreaded Karen word, which makes me sad because one of my favorite people in the world is named Karen, and a racist pig. And apparently, according to media reports, on leave until this is all figured out. Bellevue Hospital has her on leave. She's surrounded by people in a city where people are commonly beaten to death. And because their capital word or capital letter B, black, and she is lowercase W, white, she's already lost. Now, honestly, to give credit to the mob, that's a pretty gentle mob. And I'm sure it didn't feel gentle to her. I'm sure it was terrifying. Secondly, you know, you can't go in and stop this stuff because you're going to get in trouble, Daniel Penny. But incidentally, there's a capital B black woman, although she's going to become a lowercase b black woman because she's come out and said, I was on the subway. Daniel Penny, the guy who had to take action against a crazy man on the subway. That was self-defense. So here's what's turned out now. Apparently, she has the receipts, not the colloquial, you know, slang word receipts. She's got the receipt. It was her bike. So I wonder if the guys who are surrounding her will now be on leave from something pending a review. Did I say there's a theme, the thieves and rumors and thieves? Remember Sam Brinton? So the people who run Joe Biden are so obsessed with performative politics. And performative politics is it's like chrome veneer on a rusty wheel. So it is so important that performative be the top thing. This is what we look at, not what's below the surface. So let's make Sam Brinton the head of how we deal with our spent nuclear waste, even though he's apparently a sadomasochist, even though he apparently likes to teach kink to young people and others, even though he's fanatical about his cross-dressing, even though he sings just weird, weird songs to Father Fauci. Truly, he does. Let's put him in charge of our spent nuclear waste. You know the story. He went and stole a lady's luggage, and she happened to be a pretty famous designer, and she looks and says, that's my clothes. I made those. He fled and has had to be tracked down and arrested as a fugitive from justice. But he made all the sense in the world to run our spent nuclear waste program. Thieves and rumors and thieves.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
In cut number four, Barack Obama says there's things he's worried about, and it's a divided conversation because we have a divided media.
I'm most worried about is the degree to which we've now have a divided conversation, in part because we have a divided media, right? So I'm much older than you, Nate.
You don't look it, though.
That's what I was fishing for.
I can't stand it, Stephen. I can't stand it. We got to stop it. We got to stop Obama. It's the pauses. He's got worse about the pauses. The point is this. He wants to go back to the good old days where the conversation was completely controlled. That's what they're trying to do. And Bank of America is there to help. Facebook's there to help. We'll talk about the Supreme Court thing. In a narrow way, Supreme Court did a reasonable thing. In a broader sense, it completely failed. Utterly wrong. And for Barack Obama to talk about facts, if you like your plan, you can keep it. It's 177 times, knowing every time he said it was false. He needs a rest. Well, we need a rest from him. We should all move to Minnesota, because in Minnesota, they're paying activists to rest, because it's very, very difficult work being an activist. Oh, pardon me. No, I'm sorry. It's not activists. It's capital B word, black activists, because it's hard work being a black activist, but not a white activist, which raises the question. If you identify as black, do you have to identify as taking the rest? And they're literally paying them about $50,000 just to take a rest. Oh, by the way, this isn't just Minnesota. This was done in the separate country of Washington as well, just for black activists. There are, I said years ago that the left and the leftist states were becoming the new segregationists, the new Confederacy. They are. Did you know that there are full-on employee trainings that are segregated in those countries? Washington, the separate country. They literally put out notes saying, white people are going to meet here, white employees, all the sainted BIPOCs are going to meet over here. In Arizona, the Constitution, it can once again be shown at a state university. Arizona State University has taken some measures to make sure that the Constitution wasn't handed out to students. And the measures included charging an ASU student with handing out copies of the United States Constitution, because we certainly can't have that, because that could get us to a united set of facts. And we just know Barack Obama. Oh, wait, didn't he want a united set of facts? Not those facts, dummy. Those facts are problematic. They contain actual ideas of equality, not made up equity. They contain constraints on the form of government we have. You remember when Barack Obama said, and this has been just memory hold, the fatal flaw of our Constitution is it's a series of negative rights, things a government can't do, but nothing it has to do for you. His dear friend, Obama's, Dianne Feinstein, and we'll hear this later in the show to the degree that you can understand her. And incidentally, age is not funny. Dementia is not funny. She has something far worse than shingles, which is neurologically degenerative that she has. She was talking to reporters and unaware that she had missed the last 3 months in the Senate. And simply, oh, no, I've been here voting. No, you haven't. Performative politics, it's hard to criticize them when really it's just performance. We'll talk later about the guy who was formerly in charge of our nuclear waste, and then he decided to steal women's clothes. Oh, by the way, he's a sadomasochist, apparently, according to his website, etc. He's another guy that's performative. They had to track him down, fugitive from justice. They almost had to do that with Feinstein. Oh, then there's this. In cut number five, sometimes Barack Obama's Biden's dementia tells the truth right here.
Steadfast defender of women's rights. I need not even mention that, the right to choose. But I want to thank every single person in this room for leading the way in that fight. It's a critical fight. It's about democracy. It's about freedom. And I also want to thank my buddy Kamala, who I work for in the up in the White House.
Well, like I said, in Dementia Veritas, it used to say in vino.
Folks, your financial freedom is at stake when the government thrives on creating unrelenting inflation, an astronomical debt, crippling interest rates, and market turmoil that we haven't seen in decades. And now you have an administration that wants to tax everything that you have to fund runaway entitlement spending. You should empower yourself with opportunity and the freedom to pursue success and to keep the fruits of your hard work. And if you want to protect your future, you should call a precious metals dealer that I trust, American Hartford Gold. They can show you how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver. And all it takes to get started is a short phone call. And American Hartford Gold can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA or 401k. They make it easy. American Hartford Gold is the highest rated firm in the country with an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Call today and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first qualifying order. Call American Hartford Gold today at 866-887-1188. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899.
I remember back in the day I worked in tech, and I'm sorry for that, and big data, and I'm even more sorry for that. And we started to talk about the fact that coders were inventing devices that would put them out of work, code that writes code. And this is where a lot of the artificial intelligence is headed. In fact, it is happening at tech companies now, because there's a lot of repetitive tasks in code writing. Some of it's very inventive. It'll take a while until you can just say, hey, build me a thing that does this, or write me code that accomplishes this. But for little pieces, write me a print driver, that's pretty easy. So at Dropbox, there's been 500 job cuts, and some people are blaming artificial intelligence for that. Wendy's, it's not really artificial intelligence. In fact, it's sort of a return to AMW root beers. I don't, maybe that was a West Coast thing, where they brought you your food and roller skates and all that. Or like banks where they used to, I still have one of those banks where there's the little tube that brings you your money. They're creating underground delivery systems for mobile orders. That sounds weird. It's the restaurants and then the food, which is very, very fresh-ish. And you order on a machine and then someone cooks it and they put it in a device and an underground drone, truly, goes through this tube and then floats up to you and here's your food. And pretty soon, of course, the people from that, you know, people removed from that. And it, wouldn't it be faster just to like install fast food patches on people or just meld it into us? I look forward to that day where we 3D print food. And don't think that's not going to happen. That goo, you just, you know, you sit in your house and you wait. Hey, did we get our goo shipment? And the goo will be like print. It'll be like printer ink. And you got your protein goo and your carbohydrate goo and your fat goo. And then you put it into the printer and look, hamburger. So with all this, Bernie Sanders has decided that this is the time to double the minimum wage to $17 per hour, up from $7.25 per hour. You know, it's just not right. These drones, they're making more money than the people. Well, yeah, but they're not people and they're not making money. They're designed to cut into labor costs. Now, and truly, how hard would it be to create a Bernie bot? Honestly. I mean, I don't think you could probably code this. There's a guy I used to work with at Microsoft, has an organization called code.org. I don't have no connection to it, but they teach kids how to code, just really elementary code. If news, then minimum wage increase. If challenge, then white person. If man, then woman. And you could just code that all in real quick. And I think a junior high coder could probably accomplish that. So Bernie Sanders, once again, showing why he's the senator from Vermont. And I guess this isn't, wait, you know what? The other thing you could do is you could, have you read his sex poems? I know this, maybe this is old news to people. Maybe it's not. Some people don't know about this, that he was paid per word to write what are truly rape fantasies. So you could also have an AI bot that interprets Bernie's deepest id desires, or I would say big, huge sin problem. We all have that. Bernie's just happens to be crazy rape poetry. But then again, the public schools, government schools. And I caution people in red states, please, please do not toss out all teachers or schools. I live in a pretty reddish state, and we've got some fantastic teachers. So don't let this stuff, these other states, cause you to just hate schools or, gosh, hate teachers. But there is this. A small town decided it would like to not have failing schools. And so they wanted to have some school competition and maybe allow some for some reform. It's Colorado town of Woodland Park. And they only 28.6% of students scored at grade level. So they decided to make some changes, just some reforms, loosen things up so that you could do things from a school level and innovate. The unions parachuted in to say, there will be no innovation. On the other hand, there's good news out of Tennessee. Governor Bill Lee signed a bill to free teachers from the unions. That's the way, by the way, in these government schools. Free them from the unions and then dissolve the National Education Association and any bureaucrats in D.C. that have anything to do with this. An active duty Army officer came home hoping to sell her house, but it was no longer hers, so to speak.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.